Proclamation number 7467 of 30th of November, 1959. Change of the Divine Word. Only the will to stand in truth guarantees you such. But if you want an already preconceived opinion to be truth, then you are not safe from error, for then your thoughts are no longer purely spiritually directed and they can be deceived by the one who is an enemy of truth. And he truly has many opportunities to slip in and undermine an edifice of truth, because people willingly give themselves to changing or elaborating my divine word again and again, and thus human accessories are inevitable. My word usually only remains pure in the original text. And every change is also a danger for change of meaning and truth. And in the ignorance of the processes surrounding the creation of all beingness, in the ignorance of the process of the change of beingness back to me, one's own concepts, one's own views and one's own assumptions were often interposed into the word and thereby paved the way for error, which was then difficult to eradicate again and in the course of time resulted in a different picture which no longer corresponded to the pure truth. You ask yourselves how this is possible. Nothing perfect, nothing pure will remain so perfect and pure among people who are still imperfect themselves and still under the influence of my adversary. For his constant endeavor is to invalidate my word from above and again make the truth appear doubtful, which he also often succeeds in doing if the very desire for the pure truth is not so strong that they recognize light when it shines for them. But it will always be difficult to eradicate errors which have arisen in this way, for they take root in people's thoughts far sooner than pure truth. But you will be able to recognize it if it is your desire to be instructed in the pure truth. You will see from the correlations that and how error has crept in, and you will also be able to detach yourselves from it. For this is why I repeatedly give the pure word from above, because it is obvious to me where the truth is in danger. And because I know about people's actions who, with the best will and faith but nevertheless with a certain spiritual arrogance, carry out such elaboration of my word which is absolutely unnecessary, because I convey the truth to you humans in an easily understandable and simple way so that it does not require any change on your part. For only an awakened spirit can distinguish truth from error. But an awakened spirit also knows the exclusive value of my word from above and would not presume to make changes to it. And you humans should only ever be grateful when bright light shines towards you and again chases away shadows which error signifies. You should be grateful that I speak to you and again in order to give you truthful information, so that you will not move into wrong thinking and then no longer be able to recognize the pure truth. You who want to be mine shall also walk in truth, for it alone is light and light alone is bliss. Amen.